Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey, welcome back. Coffee and Cream in the Morning on Hail Varsity Radio, powered by Currency. Damon Benning, Andrew Rogers, happy to have you with us for another great show here on a Friday. And as we talk a lot of college baseball, I want to take a moment and talk a little bit more college baseball, because the College World Series kickoff party at Omaha Design Center is coming soon. It's the opening day celebration, outdoor pre-party experience with live DJ and yard games. You can catch the games inside there. You can have your own bathroom, some AC. They'll have game day food and drinks with a fully stocked bar. And all you have to do is reserve your kickoff party tickets now for $20 a person to be a part of that event. Go to OmahaEventGroup.TicketLeap.com, and you can be at Friday's event, June 16th, at Omaha Design Center. Kickoff party begins at 4 p.m. We talked a little bit about Iowa baseball, too, and the success they've been having, and we just came across something on Twitter. Gary Barta expected to retire.
Yeah, stepping down. So that's interesting, because that has been the right-hand man of one Coach Kirk Ferentz. Mm-hmm.
He's played a lot of cleanup for that guy.
Yeah, so you wonder if
all the gray hairs on his head were caused by Kirk Ferentz?
Sam Cooke, a change gonna come. A change gonna come.
I was born by the river.
Keep going. Come
no,
on.
No. But anyway, that's his – I mean, those guys don't ever underestimate the importance of an athletic director and his coaches when it comes to how long or how much you like your job. It's no different than us with the relationship.
What about how long you have your job?
Oh, for sure.
Like, not just like, it's going to drive me away, yeah, but if you don't have a good relationship, you could be out.
Yeah,
within,
you get a different set of eyes.
How long has Kirk Ferentz been there?
25 years.
Right.
He's the dean.
So you put somebody new in
there. I may be off a year or two.
He and him don't get along. Well, who are you listening to, the athletic director or Kirk Ferentz? You're still listening to the new guy, the athletic director, and Kirk Ferentz may be out within.
Now, that may be a little bit of – yeah, yeah, okay, so we're not.
No, I'm not saying right away, but it could take, 2-3 years to do that. Even – look at this. Popped right up. Thomas on YouTube.
24.
Does the Barta retirement mean the Kirk Ferentz era is likely coming to an end within the next 3 years? I don't think 3 years.
Oh, it
but
could.
It could. It absolutely could.
It could. So now, and you know what else what happens? Because I saw this on a couple of visits there. You know, a question that's asked of Coach Ferentz by recruits.
How long are you going to be here?
How long are you going to be here?
Because if he retires, which will most likely happen, right, versus I'll go to a new team?
Oh, yeah.
So
unless he's like a consultant in the NFL.
Right. So, yeah, are you going to be here for my 4 or 5 years of
eligibility? Let the groundswell start for the Iowegians on LeVar Woods becoming the new head coach at Iowa. I hear it all the time over there. For LeVar Woods. Yeah.
And are you a fan of...
Well, I think he's amazing.
Of the follow-up?
He's...
I know he does a great job recruiting. And listen, I know he's dedicated to the people that he wants.
So when Nebraska was looking for a special teams coordinator, I cut and pasted his salary, his accolades, and sent that over to Nebraska 3 years ago. That's how much I think of LeVar Woods. I was like, it's only this amount. Go get this guy. Dead serious.
Well, with Gary Barta stepping down,
look at their special
teams. Is there another family member that's going to be the athletic director at Iowa?
All of a sudden, Brian's like, oh, poop. But, he's got to get, 28 points a game?
28 or 24? or 20. It's somewhere 24 to 28 points a game.
No, it actually matters though. So I don't want to be flipping about being off.
Okay,
four
you're right.
Points.
You're right.
It's absolutely going to matter. There is zero wiggle room.
It is
because he already caught a break. That it doesn't have to be what.
Oh, it's 25 points a game.
What the defense or offense helps you score. It's just points per game, right? Mm-hmm. So you get a couple pick sixes or a block punt for a touchdown or something like that. That now, adds to the 25.
The good news for Brian Ferentz, if you take his average, he has averaged at Iowa 28.2 points per game in 2017, 31.2 in 2018, then 25.8 in 19, and 31.2 in 2020. The only year he went below was in 2021. Before really bottoming out last season.
Yeah, so, last year.
So yeah, I guess in the last 2 years. But if he gets back to his earlier track record, he should be fine.
I think Bart is the dean.
Is he?
I think of the ADs in the Big Ten Conference.
So what next there?
So, I mean, they're it's like hand in hand.
Right.
That's those two, as the face of that football program, have been the lock stock. That gets it. Things get interesting in a hurry. How about that?
Catch me outside. Every time you say how about that. All that makes me think of is exactly that.
What's her name again?
I don't remember. She makes a lot of money. Or
yeah.
Made
yeah,
a lot of money.
I should. Oh, Danielle. Cam? Bruella?
Bad baby.
Bad baby, yeah. Little bad baby.
Can you spell bad baby for me?
It's B-H-A-B-I-E.
Yes. Nice work.
Yeah.
Did you just... I was following along.
With
you didn't
her
even have to file through the cabinet to figure that one out.
Nah, photographic memory.
There.
Right? No, I was following along a couple years ago when she was suing Dr. Phil for her time that he sent her to the bad kids camp.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, I see you on YouTube. He goes, Brian should not get credit for defensive TDs. Recalculate without defensive TDs.
No, I know, but remember, they didn't differentiate that in his contract.
But it matters. It matters.
No, I'm with you.
25 points, no matter how he gets there.
There was a good stretch where the defense was outscoring the offense, defense and special teams last year.
And I don't want to take away the fact that because they got 31.2 in whatever year I said, that defense didn't play into that because – obviously, football's more than just offense. So if he can get a break by Cooper DeJean catching an interception and taking it to the house every single game,
no,
good on him.
No Van Ness, no Campbell, no Pete Moss, a.k.a. Riley Moss. Mm-hmm. You know what Pete Moss is?
Mm-mm.
It's like the little stuff that looks like algae.
Oh, that's actually – it's called Pete?
Yeah.
Pete Moss.
Yeah.
Not just Moss?
I think those. Now you're gonna force me to think, which it's awful early.
I know. I know what moss is, but I didn't know it was called Pete Moss.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Like Davison comes up. Yeah, Pete Moss. It's a plant. P-E-A-T.
Yep. Never would have guessed. I just address it as moss.
How about that?
I'm a big last name guy.
Yeah, you should be in education. I don't know why people in the teaching industry can't use people's first names.
Ever.
Hey. I need Metzler. Hey, team to Metzler. Team to Wayne.
If you have a unique name, I get it.
Like Hassenpfeffer?
But if you have a name like Andrew.
Walkowitz.
There's at least four of them probably at that school.
Oh, because Rogers is so much more distinguishable.
It is. They're so unique.
Dude, you and Johnny last night had me dying.
I go, hey, best last name at the table.
And – wait, is he a D or no D?
He's a D, unfortunately.
Well, Damon,
but fortunately.
It's all about giving him the D.
Oh, is it?
Yes, DB. What do you guys think?
I was thinking DB, too.
No,
you guys
should
hit the dumb button?
No.
No, D for dump? Dude, did you see the photo I sent you yesterday, though, via text? You were probably at...
Where? What was the photo?
It was of my shoe.
You didn't send me that.
Oh, I sent it to you and Shane.
Oh, I got off that thread.
Yeah, you better hop back on.
Why? What'd I miss?
Close up of my shoe. Let's just say I got.
Oh, you know what? I didn't know what that was.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was like leg hair. What is that?
That is my top of my Cole Haan shoe, my left shoe.
What'd you get on there?
Hey, you can go ahead and read the descriptor that I have there.
Oh, no way.
Swear. There was a little puddle, and I had my feet webbed.
Who urinates that hard with that kind of splatter?
But it wasn't just splat. It was more mist. Like, you know, like the mist that comes off the back?
This is way.
I saw the mist.
This is way too much information. But do you remember what I said 2 days ago walking on stage? How do men miss that great big of a target? Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. I think it's more when you have to go like your life depends on it.
Stop waiting so long.
It sprays off.
Right? Like, yeah, you don't have to wait till the last millisecond.
Let's just say I got some fluid on my really nice shoes.
Did you say anything?
What's I supposed to say?
Bro. I would have. Dude, are you crazy?
It was missed.
That's why you don't do the whole trough thing. I'm telling you, man. I got rules. Stick with me.
We'll be back.